You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth, episode 61. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. How you doing? What are you doing?
Were you pretending to mime me? Well, I was being a Muppet where the mouth doesn't necessarily sometimes match.
Oh, are you going to go for the Kermit job? Is that what you're going to try and do?
The Kermit job? That's already taken. It's taken. It's done. It's gone.
What do you mean? What? Yeah. All I heard was the guy was retiring from it. Yeah, they already got someone new.
The guy that's new is going to be the guy that played Kermit, or not Kermit, but played the bad Kermit in the last movie. And he's been like a sub Kermit for years, so he's definitely got lots of experience. So it's not like they're getting somebody off the street. But yeah, I am doing good. Besides, this is my Kermit Frog voice. I don't know. I know it's not good, but
it's cute.
Yeah,
it's all right. That's not bad.
It's so
it's
cute.
Not bad.
Hey, Miss Piggy.
It's not great, but it's not bad.
No, it's.
But
it's
I'm not going to do it because I can't do voices.
Come on, come on.
There are some things that people are good at, and I am not good at voices. Yeah, so I'm not going to subject people's ears to that. But other than that, how you been? You been all right?
Feeling good? I've been doing well,
I think. Excellent.
Yes.
Okay.
How have you been doing?
I am freaking awesome.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a bit about that later.
I'm envious.
If I fall asleep, I apologize now, people. So comfy.
Screenshots.
I love
pictures. Come on, let's see it.
No, I didn't. You know what I mean. Me asleep.
Yes.
No,
mouth open.
To see that
drool.
I would so be me. I'd be the one who's like, you know, tongue hanging half out my head, half snoring. You know, it would not be pretty. That's for certain.
Oh my goodness!
But anyway, you get that. Yeah. So we're doing another show, episode 61. Wow.
I know. Why? I don't understand. Again.
I know. Anyway, so what's been happening in the world of Warcraft? What news have we got this week?
Like, when I read this, I was like, is this a joke? Like, I honestly was very surprised. But I guess I shouldn't be surprised, and I should be kind of thankful that Blizzard is doing this. They have made... Okay, so we'll have the link to the announcement. I got it through Wowhead. But basically, they are going to make Mythic Dungeons a esport. So how fast can your team of five get through a Mythic 5 man?
Ooh.
And it's not just any normal Mythic 5 man. You have to be doing like the pluses, right?
So it's going to be speedrun.
Basically, yeah. They are going to be having proving grounds, which is basically your test, right?
Okay.
Yep. It runs from July the 25th to August the 8th. Right. And you don't need to sign up for it. So they're just going to be watching.
Oh, okay. So any team that's already just going in and doing the runs between that time, they will be taking data from that and yep. then inviting them into some esports yep. competition.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Yep.
So you know basically, cool. you okay. need to run as many of the key stones as you can, and mm-hmm. also increasing the level to see how high that they are able to get, and mm-hmm. perform. And it says her performance will be evaluated across the five dungeons in which the team achieves the highest keystone level during those 2 weeks. At the end of the 2 week period, players will need to submit their top score.
Okay. So what's the highest that's going around at the moment?
I don't know. Well, I know people do Mythic plus 15, and I don't know if that's okay. the max or not, because I generally don't bother. I just run them whenever I have folks around me that want to run, and mm-hmm. that's it. So I don't go okay. make it a point of it. It might be interesting. I would be wondering if maybe some of them might want to run this, but I don't know if I would be in that group, because I mean, I kill things pretty quickly and pretty well. It's just for speed, my class is not necessarily known as the fastest, so, and that might be an
okay
issue.
so obviously for doing speed runs you need to like absolutely know the dungeon inside and out, know what stuff that you can
pull or not
possibly pull. Like pull mass on mass and what things you can skip, and everyone needs to be aware of what everyone can do. Like, it's a real full-on intense thing. It sounds cool.
I'm like, kind of and they said that it was a little bit like they wanted to make one out of raiding, but raiding has its own problems, right? So they kind of felt that doing a five man was better, which I think I agree. Right. As much as I love to raid, I think trying to make an esport over the five man is better than like a 20 man kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm looking forward to it. I would be very. Yeah. I wonder if. So it says here that based on scores from the Proving Grounds, 32 teams will be invited, 8 from America, Europe, China, and Asia Pacific. So each area gets 8. That's interesting.
Mm.
I'm looking forward to it. I kind of hope that they have some stuff. Yeah. Yeah, I might actually try and sit in the crowd and watch that one.
Yeah,
I wanted to watch the Overwatch stuff, but I couldn't get in. It was too packed.
I must admit, especially with BlizzCon, I always really did enjoy watching like the PvP stuff, because I mean, I suck at PvP, but watching those guys like. Watching the elite of the elite, really. So, and then to watch, you know, when they were doing the raids normally having what is it, the top American team versus the top European team. I always love that. Again, like that's my esports is watching them do WoW.
Yeah.
As much as, you know, it was cool watching Hearthstone and various other things, but for me, to see these guys do stuff that I will never get to myself. It's just amazing. So, no, that's exciting. I'm really cool. You know, I'm really interested to see who's going to make that, who's going to get into that. And if it's open to, you know,
it's open to anyone, everyone.
That's cool. Yeah. No, that's really cool. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll have to watch this space for more. So when was it? 25th?
25th couple to weeks. The 8th. So you have time to go and prep and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And pick your team and maybe do trials of your own. So,
But yeah, obviously you probably want to get good combinations and, you know, of classes and all of that kind of stuff. Because, I mean, if it's going to be full on.
So,
like,
it says here that the top, we're looking for the best and blah, 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 for a share of $100,000. So I don't know if that's actually what the top team wins or if that's just the entire prize pool, which still is like, I mean, you're getting paid to play. So.
Yeah. Just, well, if you make cool. it, if you make it to the top, whatever it's going to be. Yeah. No, cool. Excellent. Alrighty. Well, what you been doing in game?
Sorry, I was just reading the rest of the article, but yeah, there's nothing else. Yeah. This week I played Eve Online. So every once in a while I like to get out of WoW and just play something different. And I will tell you, that game, I have no clue what is going on, man. I mean I have a 1% clue.
Is it all like data? It's like spreadsheet. Is it Eve that it's kind of all like you got to map it all out and
like
have points and
I mean
stuff.
I kind of know what I need to be doing. It's just I can't find the place I need to do it because it's so complicated. It's complicated. Yeah. Like this is not. Like, if people thought WoW was bad for some reason, which I don't think it ever was, this takes the cake. I mean, it is complicated. I warped into some area, and I spent about an hour trying to figure things out. Ooh, the Shaw of Anger is spawning. and after about an hour, I went to go find something, and these things were gonna kill me, and it's like, okay, get out of here, get it out of here. So I spent an hour doing basically nothing.
Okay.
It's so complicated. No. Well, I spent about 20 minutes of that trying to figure out how to do what I was, you know, trying to do, which is another problem. It's not easy. Anyway, so yeah. Eve.
I know there is a, I know that you're in AI, you know, you've got one of your alts in AIE.
Yep.
I know that they have Eve Online.
Oh, do they?
Section, so maybe you could talk to those guys through the Discord server if you're on the guild Discord. You might be able to connect with some people that could give you, you know, help you.
Yeah, they're there. Okay. Yeah, maybe. Huh. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I know a couple of AIE friends who do play it, but yeah, they tried to explain it to me one time, and I just was like, lost me with like the first three words you said. I'm like, nah, that sounds way dumb. I'm like, nope, just leave me in WoW. I'm happy. That's fine.
Yeah.
You guys enjoy your game, but yeah, it's not for me.
Yeah. I mean, I like space games, and I heard that it's really big, which is great, but it's complicated too. So I left on the help thing, you know, when you first log in, it basically will teach you how to play. Which is great, but it didn't teach me well enough. And I will say that WoW is not even remotely as hard to learn and play as this game is. WoW is very easy to pick up and play, which is kind of, I like being able to just come into WoW and play, right?
Mm.
Anyways, so, what? Okay, see here, we're doing this again. Okay, I don't know if you can see me on the screen, but I'm doing mount runs, right? And
yeah.
My Water Strider is not being selected. And it should be selected if I'm on the water, right? Like, or if I'm like just at the top of it, and it's what not.
What if you put your what is it, frost of your water? Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, I've, well, yeah, I've had to. No, not if I hop on it. So,
okay.
I think it's. I've noticed that since 7.25, and my screen has got this red glow as if I'm going to be changed by the
Shrav
anchor. So I don't understand what's going on here.
I was just looking going, why is it, like, normally my screen goes red when obviously I'm
gonna
losing, you know, gonna die.
Yeah.
Or, and I'm thinking,
no, but this red is from when, because it's got like the bigger glow, this red is from when the Shrav anchor is going to change you. Right?
Right.
And because so everything's gray, right? No. My debuffs should show up right beneath my buffs on my.
It's very pretty. It makes your screen look very pretty.
I don't know about that. It's all black and white. Weird. It's gray. It's grayscale, right? So, okay. Well, speaking of mountain pet runs, last week I did my mountain pet runs when we did our show, and I did only the mount runs and pet runs for. I mean, everything up to Throne. I did not do Siege. So I thought, okay, well, might as well do Siege on Mythic and give and try a Mount Run. Because I have not tried Mythic since my tune has been item level 900 and higher. Because right now it is... Whoops, that's not what I want to do. I am clicked on the wrong screen. Okay, I'm 908, and technically I can go to 909, but it's better for me to be at 908 right now, just because of my crit. So, I went in, and I was smashing stuff, like, without any problems. I think even the second boss, the three pandas that died, that used, you know, to give you the Dale only quests, and then they died, and then they got put into there as a boss. Even them, they did not give me a problem, which is great. the only other problem I think that would have normally been had was the Shaw of Pride. Because Shaw of Pride, you have to kill him before 30 seconds. Because after 30 seconds, it will put you in a maze, and you're too far away, and then it resets. So it's like you have to kill him within that time, otherwise you can't proceed. So I was able to kill him 20 seconds tops. Like, oh my goodness, it was so much faster. And the Shaw of Pride actually dropped one of my pets. I was like very, very happy. I do have a screenshot, but honestly, the screenshot is just of the achievement coming up and me just being there with my pet. Like, not the new pet, just my normal abomination. So it doesn't even show the real pet, so I won't show the screenshot on the air, but I will upload it. But it's like, you know, that's one more pet that I don't have to do. I was able to get through everything really quickly on Mythic. I think it took me a little over an hour to go through the whole thing and kill Garrosh. I feel like this could possibly be my dragon soul. Where you can't keep a lockout and you got to do the whole thing every time just to have a shot at that mount.
Yeah.
Man, it's...
What a pain.
So I know there's quests in Hellfire and Blackrock Foundry to let you skip ahead. But I don't know if that applies to Mythic. Okay. Like I don't think that applies to Mythic or not. I haven't tried it yet. Was I going to go do Blackrock on Mythic? I think I ran out of time that day. So eventually I'll find out. So we did a Nightbane run. I did get my Nightbane mount the other week, but we still run to make sure that everyone else in the group goes. And right before we ran, old mate of mine, his name is LB, gave me scraps. I mean, like the pet. Apparently it's a pet that you can get off of the Heather Shard chest thing.
Chest.
Yeah. Yep. So okay, you're gonna
so jealous.
You're gonna hear some AC stuff happening here, but it's getting kind of warm, so I want to leave it on. I will filter this out during the show, or during the editing. So I did have to roll against against someone else, but still, it didn't charge us anything. I don't know how much that would have cost us, still, so I just wanted to mention that and say thanks because.
Nice. Congrats. That's awesome.
And we also broke our streak of having the new person get the mount. So usually what would happen is that if we brought in somebody new, they would get their mount, whereas everyone else that has been running things week after week after week won't, right? And last week, on Monday, for the last lockout, we broke that streak finally, and we got Harley her mount, which I was really glad for, because that's one person down out of the three that run every week besides myself. So,
okay.
So I don't know how many more times that we're going to go. I think we've got at least two or three, and then there's a few others that we know that we want to bring. So we'll be doing it for a while, and we run on Monday nights. And it's really quick, and it's kind of boring now because we know what to do, and we run it so fast.
It's
so boring now because it's the same thing all the time.
I haven't even done it. I still haven't got in there.
Well, if you have an alliance one character day. At 110, no. We should be Daddy able alliance. To carry you.
Yeah, no. If you, just know I'm not going to do it unless just bring I'm doing any it on, character. On my warlock. Yeah, no. But
roll
you know what?
The it's okay. Eyes. Right out the door.
It's okay. It's very good. But I mean, that's cool. Like, that's really good if you've got it so well done, like down in everything. That's cool. I'll get in there one day when I can solo it and take all the loots.
All the fat loots. Well, the good thing about us having to run it. All the time now. Oh, the thing is still on me.
Yeah,
like
I know.
Like the red is still on. I even tried to do a reload, and it's still on me.
Oh.
So the good thing about having to run it every week is that I'm getting to do the Karazhan quests. So okay. I'm like the ones that I thought, oh, I'll never be able to complete this chain, and because they keep having to send you back in. Oh, you need to to collect this and collect that, and I'm like, all right, fine. But now I'm actually because we're actually in there, we are able to actually do those.
Right, cool. I didn't know there was quests in that, so there we go. Cool.
Yeah. You will, I guess, because you don't really have a group that you run with, unless you want to run with your boys there. You'll probably do it when the next expansion hits.
Yeah, probably. So,
I did have a few bonus caches pop up this week, so apparently all of my extra rep a lot of them were near completion, and but no luck on the mounts. So, yeah, that was kind of crappy. I gotta speed up. Okay, so the other thing that I did is that last night, finally, we did raiding, okay? And we knew that we would have a great night because somebody in my guild, I think it's Fimless, put down a Blingtron 5000, okay? And I'm still trying to get this stupid achievement where you have to collect the decoded
message. Right. Decoded message, yeah.
But it only drops from the 5,000. So I've been not doing the 6,000 because I want to get this one achievement
done. Wait, for 5. Yep.
And the achievement is called Inspector Jitzan. It finally hit, and I was like, when it hit, I know people were talking, and I hit my push to talk, and I was like, like really super loud, everyone's like, what, and they're like, oh, because they knew I've been trying to get this thing for so long. I'm so happy it's done. I can now get the Blingtron 6000 stuff.
Hoping. That's exciting.
I'm guessing Blingtron 6000 doesn't have anything like this, because I really hope not.
I don't think so. I don't think I've seen anything for the 6000 that's like this. Thought it was just the 5000, but congratulations! Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, I'm so happy for you. So happy. The other thing. Oh, no, I talked about it last week. No, that's okay. So I think I'm still working on the Archie quests. There's a couple of achievements that I forget the quests that are in order, right? So I think a couple of them, I think one of them came up and I was able to do that. I think there's one more I need to get a keen eye. And then I also need to help Bran get the Dwarven Dream. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Whatever. I just, you know, the Dwarven Dream, I kind of wish that it would actually show the steps that I need to do versus just having it say that. It just says help Bran. So I wish it would give me more. And why is it still getting me in? Oh, okay, never mind. So the only other thing is that I want to save the best for last is that for some reason, I don't know why, Tom and Martin, or Martin and Tom, and Michael now, who's their ninth. I think he's their ninth co-host because every time they keep having a co-host, they seem to go missing after a while. I don't know what happens, but nobody knows where they go to. No one ever discovers a body. Not really sure what happens. So Michael, just good luck.
Good luck.
So they had me on their show, the blue recluse, and they changed things up a little bit where, because before they used to just record my part, right, and then they would put that in, but now they record with the guest as being part of the show, like part of the whole show, right? So It was neat to be able to sit down with them for, I think it was about an hour and a half, I think.
Good people.
I really like them. They're really, really nice. Michael Steele again, be careful. it's funny, like I've been on for episode 51, episode 102, and then they're like, okay, well, we have to get you back on for 153, so that's the one that I'm on, and we are already booked for episode 204 because they gotta make sure that I'm on for every fifth 51 shows. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love it.
So, it was good stuff. They actually had a trivia thing that I wouldn't say I was close to winning. I was about 10 points away, but... I was sort of close-ish, kind of. I don't know.
Sort of.
Sort of, maybe. Right. Yeah. But that was my week. That was more talking than I thought I was going to. Oh, hey, look, the red buff's gone. I'm on the Isle of Thunder. Yay! Cleared off my red buff. My red, yay. I'm getting angry buff. You don't want to see me when I'm angry.
Yay, it is good. Yes. That's good.
And I'm on my infinite time reaver. Yay. You know, the one that drops off time walking. We didn't get to do Black Temple.
No, I wouldn't know what that's like.
Oh, well, maybe you should do some time walking, and then you can get one, and then you can take a picture.
Maybe I should, but I'm a little busy doing other things at the moment.
Oh. Well, what things have you been up to?
Great. What a good segue. That was awesome.
Oh, that was so bad. God, what a hack.
Well.
Such a hack.
So what I've done on leader this week, this is what I've done. Mount runs. Pandaria world bosses. No luck.
Oh.
That's it. Done.
Oh, that sucks.
There we go.
Like, did you also Throne of Thunder? Oh, no, sorry, just the world bosses.
No,
gotcha.
No, okay. I just did the world bosses because I didn't have time because, you know, there was this other thing that came up, which was for our other show, WoW Challenges Podcast.
Oh.
We started a competition. And I've kind of gone, for the little amount of time that I get to play at night, I kind of have been full-on focused in doing that. So, we're doing a bloodthirsty challenge, and it is warriors, which is kind of – I forgot how cool a warrior was.
Lot easier now than it was before.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. I mean, I've got a gnome – not a gnome, a goblin warrior that she's been prot ever since. You know, she's one of my alts. I think she's sitting on 100. I need to level her one at some stage. But, and I was prot because we had a five-man team that we ran dungeons on. So we'd done the whole, hey, okay, you've got to pick, you know, what are we going to be? And then we did random rolls on class, race, and what we were doing. So I ended up getting the tank, and then I had to roll on what I was going to be, and I ended up rolling the warrior.
Okay.
And so we had this whole, you know, five-man team that everyone rolled, and we would just do dungeons. Purely do dungeons, and we leveled that way up until I'm trying to think, possibly 90, 80 or 90. Wow. And then, you know, I left the server and transferred all my high toons across. So I brought her across to Earthen Ring, and I've just slowly leveled up, but I've never taken her out of Prots back.
Okay.
So when we started this bloodthirsty challenge on the weekend, I started off in what's default arms,
yep.
And as soon as I hit level 10, I changed, you know, changed specs because you can spec change.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you can. And you know, if in doubt, ask Azzy. Azzy's not here. What's going on? but yeah, so she's in prot, and I'm just saying. She's level 22. Now, I know I'm not going to win this competition. That's fine. But I'm having so much fun with it. It's just kind of nice not to have to think about demons. So I'm having a little break from Broken Shore, which is okay. I'm quite happy with that. But I am just, taking out the Murloc population in Wetlands. So, which is quite good. It was funny because Zorts and I was having a chat to Zorts last night, and it was pretty hilarious. We were talking about, you know, the rares in Loch Modan are, there are so many rares in Loch Modan. Yeah. It is awesomely good for a bloodthirsty. But there is quite a few in wetlands. But the Horde don't get as many. Like in Barrens and stuff, there's definitely not.
I was messing around in Northern Barrens, and there was a few rares, but nothing that really popped up at me.
Not like Loch Modan, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so that's where my focus has been, is it's all about, you know, the bloodthirsty, which is kind of good, because I'm just having fun. Again, you know, we play this game to have fun, so no matter what you're doing, but I need to hopefully get a bit of playtime soon on, you know, on later, and I've got stuff that I want to do. I've got more mount runs to do and do some world quest stuff and all that kind of fun things, which I might get to do this weekend. I'll have to wait and see. Speaking of this weekend,
here we go. Hold on. This is the part, because I know what's going to come up. I am so jealous of what you're going to get and what you already have. I want to go out there and spend the money right now. But I know that will be the last thing that I ever do.
This has been a long, it has kind of been a long time coming in the fact, and it is a massive treat that I have given myself, because no one else is going to give it to me. So, it's my treat. Spend a lot of money on some really good stuff, because this is what I do. So my UPC is coming, but we had a hiccup. So last week I'd ordered everything, right? And I had gotten some emails, and, you know, everything's the first couple of days, you know, these aren't in stock, but, you know, we'll let you know when it comes in. And I was getting emails every day, and they updated stuff, but they kept saying the power supply, you know, no, you know, still waiting on the power supply, blah, blah, blah. And it was only when I got to, I think it was Monday, I had to ring them. And I rang and I'm like, you know, I haven't heard anything. I'm just checking. You know, just want to see. I didn't get, no, it must have been Tuesday, because I didn't get an email Monday and I didn't get an email Tuesday. So I thought, well, hang on, I'm just going to ring, because they've been emailing me every day letting me know, you know, stuff's turned up or it hasn't turned up. And all of a sudden I'm, you know, 2 days and I've not got an email from them. Like, this is weird. So I rang them to be told, oh, yeah, the power supply, it's on order. It'll be in October.
What?
And I went,
no.
Excuse me?
That's not happening.
What? yeah. It's, you know, there's none. We've had to order it and we won't actually have it till October. I'm like, right. Why was there no mention of that in any of the emails that I received? Because, you know, this has been over a week since I've ordered this stuff, and all it said is that it's coming. And I'm like, I need my PC built, and I need it built now. And I had everything. I was only waiting on the power supply. That's it. And I'm like, seriously, this is ridiculous. Can I swap this out? They're like, yeah, of course. I'm like, well, why wouldn't you tell me that? Why wouldn't you have given me that option? Because if I'd known this 4 days ago, I would have swapped it out, organized a new one that I could, you know, that was currently in stock, and have my stuff and be getting my PC built. Like, you know, so I really was not happy about that. And so I did some research and I decided on a new one, which was thankfully in stock. And I managed to go and pick everything up yesterday after work, which was completely hilarious, because I did, you know, the guy that I spoke to on the phone. He even rang me back at work and he's like, okay, just letting you know, yep, everything's gone through. They've got the stuff, you know. So he was really good and he was very helpful. So I'm really thankful for Patrick, his name is. And so it was, yep, okay, I'll be over after 5 o'clock, you know, I'll picking it up, I'll see them then and grab everything. So I rock on up and they're like, yep, we've got everything here. We'll help you bring it out, you know, the chair's here. And I'm like, what do you mean the chair's here? The chair's here? What do you, the last email I said was that you were still waiting on the chair. No, yeah, we got the chair in this afternoon. I'm like looking at my car, looking at all the stuff that they bring out, and I'm like, oh, expletive. It's not going to fit in my car. So I'm like, okay, can I just make a phone call? Because I need to bring in the big car. I need to get some help because this isn't, you know. So I rang my dad and I'm like, I need you here with your car ASAP. I've got stuff that can't fit in my car and I need your big car. We need to. And he's like, okay. So I'm in the car park with all the stuff in my car. Half the stuff's hanging out of my car and I'm just standing there. And it was really kind of funny because there was some guys that had been into the shop, bought some stuff, and they walk out and they're like looking at me going, do you need a hand? And I'm like, no, I'm good, I've got help coming, it's okay. So it was quite funny because like I had two guys like come up to me and they're like, you okay? Because I'm standing next to you. I've got a small four-wheel drive, but my dad's got a big four-wheel drive.
So are you sure that they were just being nice, or maybe
They were being nice.
Are you sure? Because
yes, I'm sure.
I mean, I've seen some photos of you lately, you know, with the changes that have been happening. And, you know, if they were younger guys, you know, I'd be like, yeah.
You
never know.
They obviously, they could see that I had, you know, had picked up a lot of stuff. And and the chair box was massive. Like, you know, really? I was just like, holy, it was big. So,
That's what she said.
Anyway, yay for dad rocking on up and, you know, helping me out. So that was good. Anyway, got everything out. Looked at, you know, I'm like, get it all home, and I'm like going, I can't wait. And we managed to get everything over to my PC guy today, which was very exciting. He rang me tonight. Everything pretty much leaves in, other than a few things. Everything fits.
Okay, that's good.
So yay. The only thing I've got to get is an extra little switch thing, which I've organized, so that's fine. He's going to pick that up tomorrow.
A switch.
Other than that, everything. Yeah, he's just going, yeah, it's looking good. And I'm like, oh, excellent. He's like, yeah, I'm having fun. I'm like, okay. So he said, yeah, I'm going to be running tests on it all tonight to check, you know, to make sure that the OS, everything's running good, you know, heat and everything, whatever the tests, he's going to run that all tonight to see how it goes. And then I should be getting it Saturday.
Oh my goodness.
And then I've got to move some, then we're going to move some stuff. So we're going to take the DVD. I've got a Blu-ray DVD CD, player in this computer that's going to go over into the new one.
Okay.
Right. 'Cause mum doesn't need that. I'm giving mum my old computer, which is like a massive, massive upgrade to her little dodgy laptop that she's got. So she doesn't need the Blu-ray DVD. So I'm going to put that in there and take one of the hard drives out and also put that into the new computer. So, which I'm already having an SSD plus a big hard drive, so this one's going to be an extra, which has got, like, got all my podcast stuff, got all my pictures, got all my documents.
I'm so jealous.
Still leaves mum. Hey?
I'm so jealous of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. And then, but I did get my new monitor. Yeah, and I set that up last night, and I'm running 2 27-inch monitors now, and I'm just like, oh my lord, it's so good. It's I've given mum my old monitor because I'm nice, but yeah, it's
really cool. Why did you buy three screen? Believe me, once you go from 2 to 3, you will never go back to 2.
No, I've got my
laptop. It's not the same. It's not the same.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I've got and then I've got my iPad. So I've got more than enough, really. Which is cool. But yeah, and then I get home tonight as well. That's the other thing. And my chair putting together the fairy.
Yeah.
Had put together my new chair.
Who put it together?
My dad.
Your dad? Yeah, okay.
I didn't have time to do it last night, and I wouldn't do it by myself because dad's got, you know, the power drills and all that fun stuff. So
are these power drills?
He's got all the, you know,
but it sure doesn't need power tools to put it together.
Well, whatever he does, he just did it. Him and Kobe apparently had fun putting the chair together. So I'm like, sweet. So I get home and I'm like, oh, yeah. So I got the AK racing chair, and if I fall asleep.
We need you on camera so we can see you fall asleep. I want to see you passed out. Drool.
No. But I tell you what, the lumbar support and the headrest, oh my god, they're so good.
And then you hear mine creak. I need one.
Yeah, so as I said, it is massive treat that I gave myself, but you know, there are reasons why, and I'm really happy.
So,
just to get the new system. Wait, I can't wait to see it. It's gonna be wicked.
Do you want to go into why you chose that chair over the other one?
When I compared between that and the DX, I was, I was like, there's nothing. Like, seriously, there is nothing between them. Weight-wise, this one will hold a bit more. Not that I'm even near that weight-wise anymore. It was cheaper. And it just was doing exactly the same thing. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to pay for that. I might as well. When I did some research, and people compared different chairs, they're all like, you know what? There is no difference. Like, they're all...
It's basically price.
It's price, yeah. And I got... Yes, I did get the red and black one. Or the black and red one, whatever
That's
you
okay.
want to call it.
That's
and
okay.
For the horde, baby, as is in the chat room. For the horde. That's what I'm saying.
For
I
the
did
what?
Look at the purple one. For the horde. For the horde. I did. There was a black and purple one, and I. There was a moment that I went, and then I went, no, I'm a red girl. I really am, and I went, yeah, for the horde, baby. So yeah, so I'm really happy with it. It's very, very cool. So I gave mum my old chair, so she's like decked out.
I think that's what would happen if I were to get a new chair. So, like, the same chair that you got for me, it's about 300, was it? I don't know. Like, didn't we have a look at it? But yeah, I would do the same thing as you, where things would get, would go down to either my wife or the kids, because they don't use their computer as much as I do, so.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, that's why, that was one of the reasons I thought, no, you know what, bugger it, I've worked really hard on a lot of stuff for me, health-wise and all of that. I've reached goals with that. The thing I do is I play WoW, and I love that game. I podcast, I do all these things, so I want to be comfy. I want to be able to do it. And I was like, yep, I need a new rig, and I might as well. I was just like, I might as well get the chair. I was gonna buy the chair earlier when I hit one of my goals, and I ended up not doing that because Blizzard had a sale, and I was like, we'll end up, you know, the Blizzard, the stuff off the Blizzard store instead. But I'm about to hit another goal, and I thought, you know what? No, stuff it. I deserve it. I deserve it, so why not? And so really, really happy with it. And now I'm going to let me just lie back and hang on. Now I've got to find my little. Oh, okay, there we go. Okay, just lie back in the chair. You can
turn the camera on. Turn the camera on.
No, because I'm in my jammies as well. No one needs to see that story.
Well, maybe the two guys that helped you out.
No, they don't. You are so silly. hang on. Now I've got to get to the right. Okay. Oh, comfy. So, yeah.
All the sounds coming over there. Jesus.
Well, I had to adjust. I had to adjust the back. And it's got adjustable arms. So, you know, Anyway.
I really want one. Like, really, really bad. Like, really bad.
Yeah, well, carry, because you know
she know, but my birthday present and Christmas present is BlizzCon,
and
so
yeah that is
yeah
as you should. Which I nearly forgot, happy birthday. yes as if I was not gonna remember that stone, seriously. Happy birthday. Yeah. So anyway, that's what I've been up to. I get a new computer on Saturday. Yeah. There we go. And the chat room says happy birthday. Anyway, I was just going to go back and say Coolidge did mention that apparently first price is $50,000 for that mythic.
Oh, okay.
Esports. Yeah.
Okay. And then I guess the other 50,000 is everybody else. Yeah, it gets split out between all the other teams.
Price for the other teams, yeah. But that's really cool. That's $10,000 each for the team.
Well, maybe we should get better. I mean, I think it's good for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it compares to the PvP side, right? I don't think it's as high as the PvP side. Although the PvP is usually like teams of three, right? I don't think they really do the teams of five anymore. I thought more that they deal with the teams of three more now. But
I don't know. Don't they still do arena?
Not
sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There we go.
Yeah, but anyway, that was that was kind of cool. I think that's pretty much the
dang
what it was. So yeah, but I mean that's what I've been doing. So
I wish I could be, doing the same things that you're doing. Lying back in a new chair and with new PC parts, and I was able to find another drive because I was thinking mine is going to die soon, or it's going to get filled up, and it's not going to die, it's going to get filled up, and I'm going to have to go buy a new drive. But then I'm like, oh, I found this other drive that still works. I'm like, damn it. Come on. Maybe I should just let it drop. You know, whoops, it fell on the floor. Bob. Bad Bob.
Bad Bob.
I mean, I could blame Bob, right? But so.
Yeah.
Very, very envious of you. But I think knowing and seeing what you've accomplished.
Thank you.
It's well deserved because it's been amazing. Like, and the only other person I let see is Carrie. So I let her see, like, you know, when you post a photo of yourself. And I'm like, look, like, holy cow, like, you, like, it's like two different people. Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. So, yeah, hey, you know what? This will be the last time I podcast from this PC.
Well.
Because the next podcast, which will be on Sunday with WoW Challenges, will be on the new PC.
I really hope things. Yes, that will happen. Because I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah.
Because when you start saying this is the last time, usually.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I probably just screwed it for myself.
Yes.
Excellent. On you later. Good one. Yeah,
good job.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
I did that to a customer today. Well, they did that. They jinxed us at work.
Okay.
They're like, oh, you guys are normally really busy at this. And I went, no.
Yep, thanks.
No, don't. Like this. And he goes, I went, damn it, you've just jinxed us. Sure enough, after he left the store, bam, I swear a bus pulled up. And I'm like,
bus?
He comes from soap. Yeah, like when a bus pulls up and the whole bus gets off. Yeah, that's when it gets busy. That's what I call it. Hey, look, the bus just pulled up. And, I'm like, oh, if I see that dude again, so gonna say, don't you dare say it. But it was, it was pretty funny. Kind of, sort of. Anyway.
This is the last boss I have to get for a pet or a mount.
Okay.
Nope.
Good luck.
So I picked up another pet from Horridon, but I already had it, so I guess it's just it's gold. Gold will be coming my way, I guess, right? So
gold.
Wow, so I can do all of my Mists bosses except for Siege in an hour. That's pretty great. Yeah, Sinister is saying that it's crazy to see how high players get, you know, as far as deep BS and health and all that since he left WoW. And honestly, I think they're due for another squish. I would not be surprised if there's another squish before the next expansion.
The boys were doing, what were the boys running the other night? No, I don't think it was LFR raid. I think it was a dungeon. And apparently the chamois that was with them in the group was doing 1.2 million DPS.
Yeah.
Off the chamois.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just like, they were on, like, not their main tunes. They were actually on some alts. And they're just like, you know, by the time we... he's killed him. This is like, we're just following him. And I'm like, I was just killing myself. They're just going, we're just, you know, it's like, no use us. We're just like, go, guy, you know, dude.
It's like, okay, go. Dude,
you just go for it.
Go.
We'll just follow. Like, all we're doing is if we try and kill stuff, we're going to slow you down. So you just go for it and we'll just follow you.
You do you and we'll just, you know, do our thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was hilarious. I was like, oh my gosh. So yeah, I couldn't believe it. And I'm like, I'm over here, I'm a little bloodthirsty and I'm doing a whole, you know, 100 DPS. I'm like, I rock, guys. They're like going, yeah. So anyway, that was fun. All right. Well, so, I think it's that time.
Yes. And I'm very surprised. And thanks, none of my kids have been up. None of them.
Really? I haven't heard them.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Mm. And it's school holidays and everything.
Yes.
They're not sleeping in.
They're not. Well, they sleep in a little bit, but not as...
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I think maybe because we let them be up a little bit later, because usually if it's normal, we make them go to sleep by 9. And now we've been like 9:30, 10. It's like, whenever. It doesn't matter, right? Because you can be up whenever you want. So
that's true.
So I think...
Three weeks. 3 weeks of the holidays.
Three weeks until I teach you how to podcast, or start, teach you how to podcast.
You're going to teach you how to podcast?
Wow. Awesome. You jerk.
Oh, nice.
What nice. A jerk. Till I teach you how to stream. Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be hilarious. But anyway, we'll see how that goes.
It's not that hard.
No, I know. I've got to do it.
Not
so
that hard.
We will have some fun, I'm sure. Anyway, all right. Well, thanks, chat room. We've had a few people jump in. So thanks, everyone, for joining us. We appreciate that. All right. Well, we're going to wrap up the show. Nothing else that you want to make mention before I close this out?
Is there something that I missed?
No, okay. I don't think so.
Okay, because I'm wondering if you're setting that up to be like, hey, you want to work this off my head? Huh? You forgot to mention something?
No, yeah, no, I already said happy birthday, so I got that one in. Nah. See, the problem is we're friends, and I know what it is, so yeah. Anyway. Let's close out the show! Alright, where everyone can find us, you can check out the website, which is adventuresinazeroth.com. Don't forget, we do like to hear from you, so if you want to send us an email, you can send it to podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com, or you can tweet us on the tweeters, which is @advazeroth. Don't forget, we do have a Discord channel. If you want to jump in, come say hi. That's fine. More the merrier. It is tinyurl.com/AIADiscord. And you can catch us live on Twitch every Thursday morning, early morning for Stone, 6 a.m. crazy time, and 8 p.m. evening time.
That's crazy for me. Crazy time.
So that is twitch.tv/advazeroth. Strain.
Yes.
Where can we find you?
Nowhere.
That's not true.
BlizzCon's going to be crazy. So somebody let it slip. Somebody let it slip that somebody that runs the thing let it slip that things were going to happen with me. So it's like, now I don't know if I'm still on the, you know, I'm not allowed to say anything list or on that. But they let it slip. It wasn't even me.
Like, I have no idea what you're talking about. You know, right. This stuff drives me nuts. When you start saying stuff, I have no idea.
Okay. You can find me on Twitter @stonegrasp, because I'm grasping your stone. You know? But without the S, yes. Just because you only have one stone. And the WoW Challenges podcast that I co-host with you.
Yeah.
On the weekend.
True. Excellent.
It's going to be a gong show at BlizzCon, I swear. It's going to be such a gong show. Oh, man. Okay. Where can we find you?
Well, you can find me on Twitter, which is at LetaWow, which is LETTAWOW, as well as Behind the Avatar and the WoW Challenges podcast. So check those out. We have to say thank you, chat room. Thanks, guys, for turning up. Thank you, everyone, for the likes, for the retweets, for all that fun stuff. We really appreciate it. Also, you can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and, of course, Google Play. So other than that, I think that's it. Again, happy birthday. I hope you have a good day. Family treat you well. I could, but yeah, nah, I'm not.
I can go back to sleep.
It's your birthday. We're going to party. I don't even know what it is. Do it anyway.
I was actually supposed to be born June the 20th, but I was like 3 weeks, almost 4 weeks.
You were like, damn it, coming out now.
And back then they did not force the pregnancy to start. What's the word where they make it happen?
Induce,
yes. So they didn't do that at all. So they just let me come when I came, and yep.
Uh-huh.
I said it. So,
yep.
10 pounds, right. 4 ounces.
10 oh, okay.
pounds, 4 ounces.
Oh, jeez, I can't remember what it was.
That is in kilos. Ooh. I don't know how much that is. Oh, so I don't, 4 divided by, what, 16 ounces, and then plus 10.
Mm.
Going from pounds to kilos is 2.2, right? So divide by 2.2. No, multiply by 2.2. It's the other way.
Sure.
That doesn't make sense. So it's 22 and a half pounds. No, 10.25 divided by 2.2. I was 4.6 kilos. So I was just over 4.5. Yeah, it's a big baby. It's huge.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. My whole self.
What? Just oh. Like, whoa. You paused on the wrong word. I was like, what? You totally paused on the wrong word. Wrong word.
Anyway, yeah, that's okay.
Okay,
that's right. I did get told by my family that I was told I have to make my birthday cake this year. So, I was like, oh, okay.
Carrie thankfully doesn't make me do that. She can bake, so she can.
Well, she can. That's right. And I guess I'm doing a test run because I'm making chocolate cake. So my Twitter poll was came out with chocolate cake. So I'm going to test one on Saturday, hopefully, Saturday morning, to see if this recipe works. But baking. Anyway,
here's a question: have we signed off the show? I don't think we've signed off the show. Okay.
No, we're still going. We finished all the bits and pieces. We're still just...
We finished all the bits.
Yeah.
All the bits
and pieces. Anyway, we should say...
Yes, let's sign off the show. Okay. Thanks for listening, chatting with us.
Have a good week, everybody. And
participating in the generally. No, I'm just going to keep over talking you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear stone! Happy birthday to you! Hip-hip-hooray! Hip-hip-hooray! I guess. Oh, anyway. Thanks, chat room! Thanks for hanging! Thanks, Stone!
Bye.
Bye.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2017. AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompidec.com. No copyright infringement is intended.